Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 13th. Just a quick reminder, the markets will be closed tomorrow. I'd like to wish everybody a very happy Easter. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May wheat up 0.75 cents, May corn up 2.5 cents, May beans up 9 cents. So the rally in the beans continued. We've rallied 29 cents off of Tuesday's low. Pretty impressive considering the bearish nature of the report. The president, after the close last night, came out and said that the dollar needs to be weak and interest rates need to be low. That broke the dollar, rallied the bonds significantly. He wants the cheaper dollar to help exports out there. Exports this morning, 738 on the corn. 738 on the corn. The beans were 402 and the wheat was 421. So light all the way around, but we knew that at 7:30 and the market really didn't break. So I'm not sure what that means out here. We've got plenty of rain again in Chicago, pouring down rain here this morning. Looks like it's going to be raining pretty much all day. I think the question is, you know, we've got the 7-day forecast showing a fair amount of rain out there. The funds are heavily short corn and wheat. Do they want to be short this much going into a long weekend with the rains forecast? So could we see a rally today? You know, I certainly think it's possible. Now, from yesterday to today's high, we currently have a double top at 371.5. There was an old top about several weeks ago at 371.75 in the May corn. So if we could close over 372, I think that would be positive here today. The bean market may be getting a little push here. I don't see any really problems in Brazil or Argentina, but I think what it may be is that it looks like there may be some kind of deal between China and the U.S. I think the president made the comment about China not being a currency manipulator to try to spur some exports out here. So it's possible that the deal was, and this is just absolutely a guess, did the president agree not to call him a currency manipulator in exchange for them purchasing more grain? I don't know, but the market certainly acts like something's going on that we don't know about out here. So it'd be interesting to see if the funds decide to cover some shorts going into this long weekend. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.